good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmith Show every Saturday from 8 to 9.
Yeah, that's now.
That's what we're here for.
Here we are. Wow.
Dan and John. John and Dan. He's the gunsmith. I push the buttons.
Dan pushes all the buttons. I tell you what, he's a good button pusher, I tell you.
Been doing it.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you got that coffee filled up and you're ready to hear some gun talk and some political talk a little bit. But this segment of the show is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Now, Reliable Enterprises is an outstanding contractor, just put it that way. Licensed builder, top-notch designer, and finishes it off with such precision. He's proud of every job he does, and he puts pictures on the internet of them if you allow him to. You can reach Jeremy at 810-429-6957. You can go to his website and see a ton of his work, ReliableExteriorPro.com.
Yeah, does beautiful work.
It is beautiful. Every week he throws something on there. I'm just like, man, yeah. No wonder why he doesn't have enough time to stop by and visit old John anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Not very often. Yeah. So we haven't had much rain days this year, though, either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not many. So, but right now he's busy, busy, busy. But get a hold of him.
Finishing up those, you know, outdoor projects. So if you're looking for something outdoor, and decks obviously are beautiful. That's a real specialty of theirs. But if it's siding or putting in doors or windows,
yeah, even pole barns and garages, you know,
yeah,
they'll build them.
Pergolas,
you know?
I mean, they can do beautiful stuff. But to do those kind of outdoor projects, you want to get started as soon as possible.
Yep.
And then he'll be doing all sorts of other things, you know, through the winter. You know, if you need basement remodel.
I always try to send him basement remodels in the wintertime. He appreciates that. And the guys do too, you know. But they can still do windows and stuff because their specialty is windows and doors. But boy, they do a lot of good stuff. Their deck work is just phenomenal, and concrete work and steps. And they even did the steps right here at the studio. So
a lot of things. Actually.
Well, they're good friends and good workers. And you can link to them right from my website, which is thegss.com. That stands for the Gunsmith Show. And you'll link right to them. Very easy way to link to them and tell them you heard about them on our show. That'll certainly help. Today I want to talk about a very important subject we discussed in depth last week, which was protecting your house of worship. So,
which is very timely with the shooting and the assault and Grand Blanc.
And how do you defend against multiple things like that? And we're going to discuss it at Williams coming up on October 27th. And I say we, that's Williams Gunsight and the USCCA. They've teamed together to do this, and they do wonderful classes there. And everything you do with USCCA is pretty top-notch. And together with a gun store that's been around for 99 years, it's a can't-go-wrong class. These are free classes. And so mark your calendars, October 27th. They're going to do two classes that day. It's back in the trophy room. Nice classroom, very nice setting to sit and discuss things. It's, you know, you don't have the hustle and bustle of the store right there. It's back behind the corporate offices. And the trophy room has been around for decades and decades and decades. It's quite a place if you've never been there. So look forward to it. The address is 7389 Lapeer Road. It's right there at Williams Gunsight Company.
Lapeer and Irish Road.
Yeah.
Right up 69, just off the highway.
Yep, very easy to get to. Now, the first class is from 10 till 12 on Monday, the 27th of October. The second class...
You have to pre-register?
You do. Now, I'm going to explain that in just a moment. The second class is Monday, the 27th, from 1 to 3 p.m. So, you head back to...
Two-hour classes.
Yeah, they're two-hour classes. They'll probably be a little bit of discussion afterwards, but I'm sure they're giving them a lunch break in the middle. So, and it's going to be repetitive. It'll be basically the same class, both of them. So, you can go to williamsgunsight.com and you'll follow the links, but it's going to say /retail, then guns store, and you'll get into classes and training as you see it.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, though, I want you to call 810-653-2131.
But if you're involved with your church, you know, get yourself signed up for this. It'll be great information. Probably stuff you haven't thought about, and it'll be stuff that people who know about these situations and can help you prepare.
Yeah, they're pros. These guys that do this, these guys and gals that run these classes, they have got a wealth of knowledge. Every time I go, I learn. Every class I take with USCCA, I walk away a winner because I've learned more. I've become smarter. And, you know, at my age, that's a blessing. So, yeah.
And you pray,
gotta go like a sponge. You gotta go there and absorb it.
You pray you never have to use it.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to prepare for, these sorts of scenarios, but being prepared makes it easier if something comes up and it gives you a peace of mind. It helps you, you know,
this is how I kind of worded it. I said, you know, you'll be guaranteed to get informed, gaining important knowledge that, can and will, more than likely, change and enlighten you on do's and don'ts. And that's the main thing, knowing what you should do and what you shouldn't do.
Yep.
And Williams Gunsight and USCCA combined, what a team. So I'm very excited about this class. I'm going to attend one of them. I got to get on the list, and I haven't done that yet just because of my schedule, but I will get on it. That's
Tuesday the 27th, 10 to noon, or 1 to 3, two classes.
I thought it was Monday the 27th.
Monday's the 26th.
No, it's Monday. It's Monday the 27th. 25th is the day of our heart screening, and that's a Saturday. Okay. So 27th of October.
Monday the 27th.
Yeah.
So it's the 27th, John. It's not the...
Well, you know, maybe you should go to the class too. You might come away enlightened.
And will they have a remedial class on calendar reading? I will be there for that one.
It's seldom do I see you like this, so this is odd. Usually he's catching me.
Oh, no, it's a little weird.
And he's already caught me on like three things already today. But
I didn't.
Yeah, well, you anyway, will.
I got the date.
I'm sure
wrong.
You will.
Yeah. It's coming.
I go for three
now
every
for
day.
Sure. It's coming.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
The neat thing is, last week we spent almost the whole show talking about this.
Yep.
And
now's the class.
Or maybe it was the week before. It was right afterwards. But anyways.
So you didn't know this wasn't even announced last week?
No, it wasn't announced. It wasn't ready. But, you know, there's a need. USCCA does that. They follow the need. And they once you're in their system, you start getting emails. So I'm getting emails on this already from USCCA saying, hey, sign up for this class. But they follow the trends. They find out what's going on. And any hot subject, they're going to be on it. So so we asked and they responded. So the main thing is, in the meantime, what do? You train. You don't try to fill your brain with a whole bunch of stuff that might cloud your picture or thought process. You train. You train on drawing from concealment carefully. Remember, use an unloaded gun in the house. Practice. Do it in front of a mirror so that you can see what you're doing. Learn to get behind cover whenever you can. When you're working on your scenario training, you look around for, you know, like I walk into a building and I look for, okay, where's the AEDs and where is the exit signs, you know, so that I know how to get out of this place if I have to get out. You also need to look for cover. You know, a lot of times in churches, the pews are the cover. You know, you duck down under the pews. You get down, and then you find your opportunity, and you do what you have to do. But remember, time is life, because you have to be pretty quick on your feet and be ready to respond. You see these videos of these church shootings and how fast the response time is.
They respond so quickly to that one in Grand Blanc. I mean, it was like 37 seconds, something like that.
I'm thinking back to the one in Texas where the guy came in and, you know, started to assault the congregation, and the security guard was 35 feet away.
Oh, right on sight.
One shot, boom, done. You know, it was done. It was inside the church.
Yep.
Inside the, right in the, close to the pulpit area. And yeah, that stuff, train for that. And apparently they did.
Fast as they are with the response from the first responders, the police in Grand Blanc, if you've got security on site, that's even faster.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when you, the security on site will respond faster than 9/11 gets called. You know what I mean? So it's immediate.
Correct.
So, but you got to know the rules, and that's what this class is going to teach you a lot. Know your team. Know who's on your team in the church. You know, if you've got other people that are going to stand there and help you, this is important stuff. We're dealing with it at our church right now too, and We're just starting to put a team together, and it's important. I was working with.
You going to be the alpha leader or
no,
red dog?
No. Which one will you be? No, I'm Scooby Doo. So that's okay. So no, but I'll be an active part. But I just want to make sure that our flock is protected, and I know you want to protect your flock too. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be those that just can't, and those that are going to, you know, and hopefully those people will know their role and do what they need to do, which is protect the women and children, get them out of the way as fast as you can, get them out of the, you know, if there's a problem. But, you know, scenario training, we do scenario training all the time for a lot of different things. We get into routines. You know what day your garbage day is. You know the day you normally go to the grocery store. You know the mail comes every day, you know, 5-6 days a week. So those are routines that we do in our lives. You know, you got to let the dog out. Well, you got to protect your house of worship too, but you got to follow the rules. So that's the important part. So if you got any questions on this, feel free to email me, shooter@thegss.com. Going to be pretty tight up today. I'm helping my buddy Tim with an auction today, a gun auction. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Tim, look.
Yep.
But you know, I wanted to let you know, it's only 28 days till rifle season.
Oh, back to the countdown now.
Less than a month.
You fell off the wagon for a little while there, Dan.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm excited, but I've been having some health issues.
And yeah.
I'm just, I haven't even been out bow hunting yet. And I told myself I was going to, but I've been so busy that I haven't been able to get out. And I'm sure a lot of you are like that. It's been warm. It's been dry. Mosquitoes are way down, so we're thankful for that. Now we got a little bit of frost, hoping for some more. We need that
crunch
frost so that we can get rid of the EHD, where the deer killers, the mites and stuff that are killing the deer and causing problems. And it is causing problems, but it's a natural thing. It's like you can't blame it on global warming or anything, because it'd be nonsense. It's a natural thing, but they don't all get it, but some do. But all right, remember,
28 days till hunting season,
that's right,
rifle season.
Days, and we're going to talk more in the next segment. We're going to start talking about Ruger. We got some very interesting news about Ruger coming up in the next segment, so hang on tight.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.